I'm here with some students, and we are looking at this infographic, I guess you could call it. It's called, I took a photo of my friend that I want to share, now what? And normally, I'm going to ask you folks, what normally happens when you take a picture?
You normally just like say, oh, does it look good? If it looks good, I just post it.
Right.
Or you just upload it without asking.
Okay. Yeah, and you just put it on like all kinds of websites, and like something could happen to you.
So this graphic shows a little bit more detail. What does this graphic ask us to do?
Is it okay to think like, over take photos?
Before is it okay post? Before something happens to you and comes and haunts you?
So we went down the list, and there's 7 steps between I took a picture of my friend, now what, and go ahead and share it and enjoy. We got up to number 4. So number 1 was, is it a good photo, yes or no? We said yes, so we moved down to number 2. Would my friend agree, yes or no? We said yes. So could it get my friend into trouble, yes or no? No, so we're moving over. Is it going to cause drama? And that's where we kind of got to. So share with me a little bit more conversation around that. What does that mean? Is it going to cause drama?
Well, it could, because like how I said, like if I take a picture of someone in this room without them knowing it, like, and it could cause drama, because if they didn't know and they go check their Facebook or Twitter or anything where you can post pictures at, they're going to get really angry at you because like why they don't want to take pictures, you have to ask permission first.
Right. Yeah, like I have a picture of my friend on my phone. And I wanted to, like, I was going to post it, but then I was going to ask her, that way she wouldn't get mad, because I know maybe she doesn't want a picture online.
Usually people don't ask you, they'll be like, oh, let's take a picture when you're hanging out, and then when the picture's taken, they'll automatically upload it to Facebook, and, or when you guys are doing something together, and sometimes they'll upload it on purpose, because they think it's funny that, you know, you messed up her, and then they won't take it down after.
So that whole idea that it could come back to haunt you, we talked about it earlier. What does that mean, come back to haunt you?
That means someone can check it. And like if you post a bad photo of yourself, someone checks it, they can take a picture of that and send it to more people, and more people can see that, and that can come back to you.
What was the example you talked about?
Like say you apply for a job and they go back and get your past things like on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. If they see something bad, you might not get the job and it could affect your future.
Totally. So we said no, it's not going to cause drama. That's a tough one though, because you never know, right? You got to be really careful with that one. Number 5 is, am I aware that anyone can share it? You know that once you send a picture out,
you can't bring it back.
Yeah, because if I send someone else a picture of me and they can send it to all of their friends,
It's not coming back.
And even if you delete it,
it won't stay private.
Still, yeah, you can still get to it. Everything.
It's still like somewhere. If you delete it and that person, takes a picture of it, you can't, because you can't go on their phone and just go ahead and delete it because you don't know who took it.
This one's funny. So you're aware that anybody can share it. Good. You say yes. Would it be okay with my grandma to see it? Why do we use grandma?
Because your grandma's not going to like it, you're probably not going to put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes your mom won't care. It's like, all right, but your grandma's really protective over you a lot, so.
Yeah, because if your mom's busy on the phone or something, you say, hey, mom, can I go do this? And your mom's going to say, yeah, go ahead, and she couldn't hear anything. But your grandma, like, she would just...
She'll stop and be like, what?
Yeah.
So if it's okay with grandma, number 7 is, a year from now, will I feel good about making this picture public? What does that mean?
In the future, how will it affect you in a positive or negative way?
Yeah, will it be okay?
Well, I would say no, kind of, it wouldn't be okay, because that can affect your job, your, like, life.
But if it's appropriate, then it
Yeah, if it's appropriate, but if it's not appropriate, that could affect your job, because, like, people, even if it knows your boss, you still have to tell them everything, like, if you're going to take bad photos of yourself and you have, like, a good job, like, as a doctor.
A good reputation.
Yeah, and you're not going to go take photos of yourself, like, and then you go back to your job and help people.
So, at the table, I've got 6 girls. Do you have a device that you bring to school?
Yes.
What do you use?
My phone.
What do you use?
My phone.
What do you use?
Phone and iPod.
What do you use?
Phone and iPod.
What do you use?
An iPod.
What do you use?
A phone.
And I chose these girls randomly. Thanks for listening today. Girls, congratulations. You all have good, strong heads on your shoulders. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Go East Wood Eagles. 1, 2, 3, Eagles. 1, 2, 3.
Eagles!